Now, in chapter 27, he continues. And friends, he's going to continue for several chapters here. And I think that we are going to be able to get very well acquainted with Job now before he finishes this. He says in verse 1 of chapter 27, "Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, As God liveth, who hath taken away my judgment, and the Almighty who hath vexed my soul, all the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils. My lip shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit." Now, I'd like to give another translation of that, and I think it might be helpful in bringing out the meaning here. "As God liveth," he says, "who hath taken away my right, and the Almighty who hath embittered my soul, all the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils, my lips shall not speak unrighteousness, nor my tongue utter deceit." Now, what Job is making very clear here, that he's undaunted and he's determined, and Zophar hasn't answered, but he's going to keep talking, he says. And he says, "I will never admit the charges that you three so-called friends have brought against me. To the contrary," he says, "my righteousness I hold fast." Listen to him here. "God forbid that I should justify you. Till I die, I will not remove mine integrity from me." He's stubborn, isn't he now? We're beginning to see that all that the friends have done have caused this man to defend himself. And in defending himself here, why, there's no brokenness of spirit, no humility of mind here. And this man is actually making it look as if God is the one who's unrighteous, and he's all right. He says, "I'll not remove mine integrity from me." But he's being rather foolhardy in this, because before it's over with, he'll be down in dust and ashes. He says, "My righteousness I hold fast and will not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live." Listen to that man. These friends have not led him to self-judgment. They've only ministered to a spirit of self-defense and self-vindication. Job's vindicating himself. Actually, God is not on the scene here. Now, I'll grant that many things they said were true things, and I'm of the opinion that these men had the best intentions. I don't think that they had the truth, although they said things that were true. They talked about experience and tradition and legality, but they never gave Job the truth. And not having done that, they built up the man's ego. And you see, again, let me repeat this, because this is important. They thought that Job had sinned, and they were trying to make him bring it out. Well, Job had not committed some great sin, and Job knew they were wrong. And since they were wrong, he assumed he was right. That's where Job made his mistake. Because they are wrong doesn't make Job right at all. And this man should have been in the presence of God, where there'd be a brokenness of spirit. And that's what trouble will do for you. Someone has said it's like sun. Sun shining on ice will melt it. Maybe cold, but it'll melt it. And that's what trouble does for different people. Here is one, a broken spirit, you see, just melted in the presence of God. But not Job, my friend. He's hard now, and he's hard as nails, by the way. He says, "My righteousness I hold fast, and I'll not let it go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live." And that's the position and condition of a lot of church members today. They feel the same way. Now, it's not that they do not have the assurance of their salvation. That's wonderful to have that. But my friend, you can be a hard-boiled saint. And actually, it's not assurance of salvation You have, but you have a great big ego. And you feel like that you've got it made. Well, Job thought he had it made. And he's going to find out otherwise.